today's been a day. We all got here, just for everyone out there. It is 2:24 p.m. We got here. We said we were going to start filming at 12 p.m. But we went on a few adventures since then.
Only a couple.
In short, we are on a table with no linen today because I did not lock the table incorrectly.
It did fall everywhere. The laptop, the microphone.
The microphone.
Phones, tripods.
Lights.
They were everything. Screaming a whole tea, lot of... I gotta take my
coffee,
out.
Water, everything.
We forgot that part. Everything was covered soaking. In tea and coffee.
Everything was covered in tea, coffee, and tears. Let's just say that.
We like are. It.
That's C-T-T. A great title.
Where'd you get the gum from?
The desk, the front desk. I usually swallow my gum.
Really? Ew.
Remember, that's the gum I gave you, and you're like, this is horrible.
Well, I was like, who has gum? And she's like, I think there's some back here, and it was orange. I'm like, who the fuck chews orange gum?
No, I don't. I feel like that was a mistake buy, and we just threw it.
Should be.
Anyway, I have an itch behind my ear, and it's like.
Let's get to it, because I'm losing steam. And you know what happens when I lose steam? I get very silly or very cranky, and I had a sandwich already, so. Which Sex and the City character are you? I don't know what mine is because I never was an avid watcher and I don't really know the characters that well.
Okay,
but I feel like a lot of people.
I don't understand of all people how you have never watched Sex and the City.
I've watched probably two full episodes in my lifetime. But how's that?
It's like an iconic show.
No, I know it's an iconic show, and I just did a wedding, and the maid of honor did a speech, and she's like, "We've always watched Sex," and at the end, the DJ played like, "Do do 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 do."
Wait, that's amazing.
And it was amazing. She didn't know, and everyone was like, "Ah!" Like all the girls walked because they love Sex and the City.
Yeah, let's have like a Sex and the City themed.
That's how I'll walk down the aisle.
What do you mean? That's how you'll be murdered?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Maybe it'll be a Sex and the City themed murder mystery.
Gia, get your shit together.
Oh my gosh.
We're very in tune today, Gia.
Yeah.
Me and Gia are right there today.
What? All right, so what characters are you? We talk alike. What character am I? Because I don't watch the show.
Miranda.
Oh. Honestly? Isn't that the lesbian with short red hair?
Yeah, but that doesn't happen until like 30 years later.
Exactly. That didn't happen until And Just Like That.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
I almost feel like you're a hybrid of Miranda because, like, you've such
She's
a work
outspoken.
Ethic. But also, I feel like then add in, like, Charlotte.
I don't see that.
I mean, I don't know. She cares about weddings and love, I think. I mean, look
I
at her.
I feel like she's Miranda because she's outspoken, but I also feel like she could be Samantha because you're a little raunchy sometimes.
Yeah.
I am raunchy.
I don't know about Charlotte. I don't know.
There's something about it that
I'm
just
getting. She's like a hopeless romantic.
No, there is no hopelessness.
I don't know.
There's nothing about me that's hopeless. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't know.
You're a horse of a different color.
So my Instagram bio is Long Island's knockoff Samantha Jones.
I love it.
Sam
Jones.
Are you a whore?
Sam Jones.
Not recently. No, not in recent times. But I also feel like inside of most girls who think they're Samantha, they are Carrie.
That was aggressive. Are you a hussy? You're not a whore. You know what I
mean? No. I want to be a whore.
I would be a huss if I looked
No, I like being a whore. Okay. You can call me a whore.
No, you're a hussy.
My goodness.
You're a hot little blonde number.
Yeah, like a little hooch. I'm a little hoochie.
Hooch it up.
Yeah. Hoochie. Well, I wish I was more of a whore these days. I used to be, but not really much these days. Because I'm just kind of like, eh. But I would say I feel like, the vibe of Samantha. But I feel like when I truly enjoy someone or, like, am dating someone, I'm just as desperate as Carrie. Hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's a little desperate. Embarrassing, but it is what it is.
They're all kind of desperate. Well, Charlotte.
To their own degree.
Yeah, to their own degree.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you think you are, babe?
You have to ask me at different stages in my life, because when I was single, I was literally Samantha, because I just acted like a man. Like, that's all I cared about.
Yeah, I love it.
But then, you're probably right, like, deep down, I was probably, you know, looking for something, but didn't know it. But then, I don't know, everyone seemed to think Charlotte.
Corinne
but she's,
Charlotte.
Like, so sweet, and, like, she's all about, like, like the positive and romantic and like she loves like work out. Like she has like just a different that's why it strikes me. Like you wear like the pretty dresses, you're very girly.
Put together.
Like yeah, there's just something there's just something about you that I felt like Charlotte really
Struck well that's me. What but I was I getting wrong. For Cassidy too, is I feel like they both have like this put togetherness. I mean, you know, excluding when Cassidy did dump the whole table on
You think
the
I'm put together?
I feel like you can be. I feel like you know what I mean? You are a Virgo. Yeah. And I feel like Charlotte would probably be a Virgo.
Just saying. Well, now that you put it like
I looked up one time. Long pause here. But I feel like I want to say that Charlotte was an Aries. Somebody look that up. Because there's online, it tells you all of their, I think. Signs. Can you look it up, Sam? Yeah. Okay, good. We have Sam on the sidelines again today.
I have a couple guesses on what I feel like their signs are.
But I'm like, that was just like thought about. I think she, maybe she was like a Cancer.
Charlotte.
Maybe she's a fuck with signs. Okay, so I clearly don't know what she was.
Huh?
She's Cancer?
Cancer makes sense.
Corinne, you're Carrie.
I think I am.
For your closet alone.
Yeah. What? No.
No, well, just
her closet is better than mine because she has like all those fabulous clothes and shoes in there.
But you don't keep your stuff in the oven.
Yeah, but so do you. You have so much.
And I don't like to cook like she did. I hate it.
You have a lot of clothes.
I do have a lot of clothes, but I don't wear a lot of them too. I'm going to give a lot of stuff away, I think. I'm going to have like a closet sale.
Who are you giving them to?
Gianna.
Estate sale.
Gianna doesn't want them.
Cassidy does.
Yeah. I just feel like she. Okay, wait. Sam coming in on the sidelines.
So Mr. Big is an Aries.
Of course.
I love him.
Okay. He should be a Pisces.
Wow, they're getting deep.
I don't care about that. Just tell us the sign.
Shit, no.
Samantha Jones, Taurus.
Oh, no. She's a Sagittarius. She has to be a fire sign.
Libra.
I knew it.
Who?
Had to be.
Had to be.
Who, Carrie? A Libra? Of course.
Smith is a Gemini.
Who's Smith?
I don't think he's a Gemini. I think he's a Libra.
Who's Smith?
Charlotte, Aquarius.
I'm taking this off. I can't hear a thing.
There you go. I knew it.
Miranda, Cancer.
I said Aries, but that's what
I was going to say.
Close enough. It was an A.
Miranda's a Cancer. Miranda's a Cancer. Hear.
Of course.
All right, yeah.
Stanford is a Virgo.
Oh,
yeah, he is.
Rest in peace. So I just think like she was like, yeah, like the whole guy thing and like searching for love. And like, I'd be like watching the episodes later on, I watch it and I go, oh my God, she was such an ass.
She was toxic.
And then I go,
who was
she? Is
and Carrie. Then I go, oh my God, I've totally done that.
Who?
It's terrible.
How is the new season? Are people shitting all over it? Or
I like it. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, there's aspects of it that I'm just like, bleh.
It's. Yeah. I won't watch it.
A little cringy.
It. I tried. It just. It's not giving.
No, I do like it.
I like it. It's like
that, you'll watch it. Mindlessly.
I totally like. When they talked about like the menopause and stuff like that, I was like, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
Because now you can relate to them.
I can relate to them even more. And I feel like at my age, when it first started, I was relating to them anyway. Because it started in the 90s and I was like in my late teens. So it was like, you know, like, I don't know, like I related to them then. And now being in my 20s and then going into my 40s, I feel like, I mean, they're still older than me. But still,
it's like you're alongside each other, like growing up.
Yeah, you like they did it first, and then you're following.
Like so
you're
like, wow. So like they're talking about things, and I'm like, I totally
they're
get
like
it.
They're like your mentors.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would hang up with them, hang out with them.
You would hang up with them. Okay.
Yum.
ASMR, listening to Corinne gulp her drink.
Well, I'm so happy I can't hear that. I took my microphones off because
does that
I'm
not gonna, you?
I took my microphones off.
The hair's just stuck on my arm. That like. I don't know why people find that self. I just literally like thought about it. I skeeved out. Like, I don't understand how people can listen to people make noises, which are.
I hate ASMR.
I'm like, what is she doing?
It's like skeeves me. It skeeves me to the next level. I don't know. Maybe it's because like, I'm so like, overstimulated during the day. Like, I got Scarlet. And then, like, my phone's constantly going off. And, like, I don't know. I just need silence.
So you don't like when they do the, like.
Ew.
No. My nipples are hard. I can't even listen to it right now. I just can't.
What the fuck?
You know when you get so skeeved and you get like.
Yeah.
I think that if like I go twitch. Online, like things when they do like the mouth sounds and like stuff like that, I'm like, I'm not into
the
that.
Eating.
Or like some people are like, they're like, oh, they want to hear them eat. I don't get that at all. But like when they're like calming, what was the one that we watched that time? And you were like, this is fabulous.
Oh my
it's,
God, I forgot.
Wait, there's one. It comes up on TikTok Live.
The nail girl. There's one. She was like making, it was like sarcastic.
Wait. Like, with the Kardashians?
No, not her. There was one where she was like, oh, I'm doing your nails. And it just popped up online.
Yes.
And she was like kind of like joking around about it. And I sent it to her because something that she did in the video was like reminiscent to something that a nail girl had done to her with the eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to her. And the girl is like ASMR, but she's like sarcastic. Like she'll be like, oh, you know, like, why didn't you come to get your nails done by me? And then she starts, like, eating a bowl of cereal, like, as a joke. And then she's like, you know that you... Are you cheating on your boyfriend? Is your boyfriend cheating? Tell me all about it. And then, like, so she's, like, like, funny. So I'm like, but her voice
like
is
like, satire.
Stupid. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for straightening that out for
You're welcome. I knew that. I knew what that thing... you know, if everyone's wondering right now, what Corinne... I don't know how Corinne's going to, like, edit this, but me and Gia are currently sharing a microphone because when we had the spill...
When the incident occurred.
When the incident went down at 1:54. No, we had a little spillage. So now poor Gia is stuck sharing a microphone with me.
Yeah.
And I refuse to take off the headphones because it was given to me and I'm used to it now.
She was a hater, but she converted.
I'm not. It's not that I converted, but like now I need it to like my body to know that we're doing a podcast. Anyway.
I kind of feel the same way. And now I'm like really trying
and now you feel naked.
Yeah. And I feel like now, like usually like I do try not. Like, I know we all try not to talk over each other, but now I'm like, we're on the same feed.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk.
So I'm like, oh, God.
It's going to be awesome when I have to edit it.
Yeah, God bless.
I'm going to try to cut myself off.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Yeah. All right. Well, honestly, speaking of New York icons.
For putting the table together, jackass.
Anyway, what do you call it? Speaking of Carrie Bradshaw, Sarah Jessica Parker was Andy Cohen's date to the Met Gala that happened this past Sunday.
Wasn't Andy Cohen... I think her date?
Yeah, Andy Cohen was her date. I wonder if he was even invited. I read somewhere that the tickets cost $75,000 and it's invite only.
Well,
so even if you're invited,
Sam
you have to pay
$75,000. So she is telling us this is true facts.
Samantha, jump in real quick. Samantha, our wonderful Sam.
Hi. I'm bad.
You don't. We can't see you.
You look beautiful. You're beautiful.
No, I wanted her to jump in, but okay, whatever.
I'm jumping in.
Well, okay. I did some research. on the pricing of the Met Gala yesterday. Not necessarily the actual prices, but what I think I understand about it, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, probably Sam, is, so I guess the companies and designers are invited, and then they basically pay for the ticket for everyone, and then invite people, and then those people, I believe, are approved. Am I incorrect? Well, anyways, then I was thinking about it, so ignore everything I just said, but... So
all the incorrect information I just spewed.
What?
It's a fundraiser for the.
No, I know. So then, do they write off?
Well, it's an exhibit inside, right, Sam?
I think they can.
What is it a fundraiser for?
It's an exhibit inside because SJP was like, they interviewed her, I think, on the Today Show this morning or one of the morning shows. I don't even know, and she was like, she's like, I was really happy that I was able to come when it was like less crowded on the carpet or on the whatever. And she said it was much quieter and she really enjoyed that. And that when she went inside, she was like, it was nice, but she was like, I couldn't sit. And I'm thinking to myself, how did any of them sit? Because those dresses are like so elaborate.
Is it like a dinner?
Kim Kardashian, can we just...
Like buffet?
No,
yeah.
I'm
over. Well, we're going to talk about that after.
She had ribs removed.
It's the opening of the new exhibit
no
they
way she
make,
did it.
And so the exhibit was the was like the Sleeping Beauty.
Right.
Yeah, so it was. It says here the Vogue quote. So Andrew Bolton, Wendy Yu, curator in charge of the Costume Institute, added that the exhibition will be shaped around three main zones, land, sea, and sky, that pay tribute to the natural world. It's very much an ode to nature and emotional poetics of fashion, he said. And this is another quote. This year's 2024 Met Gala dress code is the Garden of Time, inspired by J.G. Ballard's short story of the same title, written in 1962. It could be interpreted in the... How do you say Myriad?
Myriad.
Myriad. All right, calm down.
Wait, I keep thinking the J.G. Wentworth every time.
J.G. Wentworth. Listen... Still, now
I'm going to pee in my
pants. Someone else read the quote. I moved it. Someone else read the quote. Go ahead, Corinne.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, read the quote. They need to know. The people need to know.
I have my glasses on. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Start this year's, that one. This year's 2024 Met Gala.
What are we looking at
it's
here?
It's the second bullet point under Reawakening Passion.
Pay attention!
Inspired by J.G. Ballard's short story of the same title written in 1962, it can be interpreted in a myriad of ways. Still, we'll likely see many of floral and botanical looks grace the famed Met Gala red carpet.
roses, corsets, draping, extremely old dresses.
I think it's ephemerality.
So what it's like with this vocab words.
Well, number one, they wrote that like it was a word in the article, and I think in an interpretation of the short story. So right. I didn't read the short story, but I read like a synopsis of it.
Okay. And let's talk about the Met Gala. First of all, I saw a picture, and it was of Kim Kardashian. The back of her walking up the steps, and then Lana Del Rey is behind her with that clothes hanger thing. It's just, to me, and I'm not like a fashion girly, it just looked so silly.
It was like tulle
it's
on
so
a branch.
Silly I to me. And I loved it's so it too. Like, no, I didn't hate
well,
it.
Well, it's supposed to be like avant-garde, isn't it? It's supposed to be like crazy.
But first of all, can
you think of? But it used to not be like that. It used to be like more like black tie formal.
Because I think once they had the theme camp, they said every year is camp.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they just went camp crazy.
Yeah. Did anybody see the quote, or they had it on Instagram today too, from Rihanna when she said for her first Met Gala that she went to, she got there and she was like, I don't want to get out of the car. Because she had like this huge dress on and she was like, I feel like a clown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to get out. I don't want to get out. And then she got out and walked the carpet and she looked beautiful, of course, because she's freaking Rihanna.
It's the three-ring circus, if that's the case, because... So I don't get it. I personally don't get it.
I kind of like it. I think that the crazier the dress is, like, I don't know. It's just fun. It's something that, like, you're not going to see. People aren't going to wear it every day. It's kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of love it.
Yeah.
I just like to see what they're going to come out with. It's fancy.
Fantasy.
I guess so.
Kim Kardashian with the... So let's talk about Kim Kardashian's waist. Do people really want to look like that?
I feel like
she couldn't even breathe.
Or is it like... Like, is that too far? Is that fashion, or is that...
I feel like it's art.
Is that art? Is it, though, Gia? Or is it...
Well, I don't...
But this is not like art. Setting a ridiculous beauty standard.
This is nothing new. Like, she's always been like
this. They had to teach her how to breathe in the corset. Huh. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's funny.
I don't like it. But leave it
to Kim Kardashian to do something like that.
Yeah. But honestly, though, guys...
She's always been trying to do...
There you go. Sam's a fashion girly. Sam, what do you think? Did you like it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of layers to it because there was an argument when she did it the first time. I think it was like in a Mugler where she was wearing this insanely cinched corset.
Yep.
Kanye said to her something about like, you're setting back like female standard. I don't know. I think she got into like a whole, there was a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I think she's doing it just to like...
I feel like that's
please
just
don't do
shows.
That.
Do you
please
know
don't
why
do that.
There was? I didn't.
I just tried to show Sam.
I just tried to like sit. I tried to. I don't know. There was a whole thing saying explain the cardigan because people were very confused about the cardigan.
I didn't understand.
Did anyone read about that? Because I didn't click it.
I think
it said Kim explains the cardigan.
I think they're making too much of a hubbubaloo about it.
She was just
it.
Kind of saying like, oh, she's going to the guard. She's grabbing her boyfriend's little cardigan to throw over her.
Her boyfriend's cardigan.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Storyline. You know.
Yeah.
I interpreted
it a different
way. Just
gonna go
grab
my boyfriend's cardigan because I'm a little chilly in the garden.
Why does your boyfriend have a cardigan? Because he's chilly. Why would he just have like a jacket and a blazer like
a
normal guy?
Why would you date a
guy? He's grabbing his cardigan?
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe she's saying she's gonna be a lesbian now.
What?
Maybe it's her going back at Taylor Swift.
What?
What?
The cardigan.
Oh, explain.
I'm surprised those motherfucking Swifties haven't picked up on that.
What?
That she threw a little cardigan over her.
What's the
I don't
Taylor
understand.
Swift cardigan lore?
I'm not a Swiftie, so
the
someone explain.
Cardigan? Oh, you know what? Okay. Have a great day, guys.
No, where are you going?
I don't.
Put those.
For the cardigan song! Taylor Swift's cardigan song!
Is it about Kim?
Cardigan. No, it's a song.
Cardigan.
No, okay.
Okay, so you're saying there could be something here where
yeah,
she's
well,
in
there. Well, I'm surprised no one picked it. Up on that.
Well, so I don't know all of Taylor Swift's songs, so
well,
I can't speak to
what
this.
What I think is, Leo just said they're going at it, but the thing is, someone said that the song that Taylor Swift recently made about
yes, thank
Kim
you, Amy, yes.
is actually a red herring, and they're talking about Dumois.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
That's a little too much into it, but I'll look it up.
Dumois? It's like an Instagram.
Yeah, Dumois. D-E-U-X-M-O-I. You never heard of it?
It's they're gossip. So it's like they spot celebs. They get.
They never heard of Dumois?
Well, our apologies, Queenie.
Have you?
No. And Sam's on
you're
it.
You're talking
so
to two tabloid girls over here.
If she's never heard of it,
here.
Then
guys,
I'd,
that's
no. Dumois is huge.
A non, please.
Like,
her, no.
Are you kidding me? No.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get into Dumas.
No. Like, let's leave.
Oh, okay. Bye.
No, guys, just look it up. No, wait. But you have to look it up. It's Dumas.
All right, I'll look it up later.
It's a gossip column, but yeah, you get on it.
They're really kind of like under. So basically, I don't think they're near like posting nearly as much. But basically, what they do is kind of like Sunday roundups where they do blind items for gossip, which is, you know what blind items are?
Yes.
I love a blind item. Anyone have an answer for me?
No, I got nothing, man.
Okay, you don't know blind. Okay, so basically, they'll say this New Jersey rock and roll star's son is marrying.
Oh, okay.
A young...
Yeah, got it. Actress,
star
blah, blah, blah.
With a bald head.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were seen, you know, blah,
it's
blah, blah.
It's all people, she like, everyday people
no,
write
but back
in
the
and
day
they go, Anon,
oh, okay.
Please, anonymous, please, like...
Mm-hmm. Anon, please.
Caught this Sex and the City star cozying up next yes. to...
Blah, and then like, they send photos and stuff. So then yeah. Taylor Swift had Sounds beef like with Dumas. Choir.
Yeah.
And her PR girl, like, had beef. And they... Yes, mm-hmm. Tree. And they had, like, this beef. And it was weird. Huh. Dumas,
anyway,
it's a big thing.
I'm sure our listeners would fucking know.
Yeah. So I also recommend listening to the podcast Beyond the Blinds. They go over so many blind items from throughout the years about different celebrities and whatnot.
I also want to touch recommend. Upon. I also want to touch upon Lizzo. Lizzo posted a video, a photo of her and her. Dress, gown, like whatever you call it, piece of art.
Her look,
and it says, "If I'm not on your best dress list, you're fat phobic." All in caps. Very interesting.
My friend pointed out that she looked like a red snapper.
I think she looked like foreskin. I wasn't really into the dress. It looked like a, you know what I mean? Like the dress looked like a piece of foreskin, like and the headpiece. And I love Lizzo. What?
Isn't Lizzo canceled?
Lizzo was like, I don't know. Like,
did she get redeemed?
Okay, earlier today you said it reminded you of ball sack. Now we moved on to foreskin.
Well, like, it's in the same family.
She just moved a little north.
Looks like the general.
North! Yes! King of the... What?
I said you're ovulating.
Are you ovulating?
Lizzo just reminds you of dicks.
Talking about foreskin.
Foreskin and ball sack.
Anyway, so that was pretty interesting. I don't know. Some of the outfits, like, there was no plus size representation when you think about it. Like, I didn't see, like, any of the big girlies up there in their.
Ashley Graham was there.
Why were there so many
was,
people,
think,
like, basically fully nude?
I think she was doing. Yes. I think Ashley
Why
Graham was
doing.
Why did
I have to see so many asses?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of heinies.
I'm sick of Emily Ratajkowski. I am sick and tired of her.
I could draw her vagina.
And this is like an angry podcast.
I guess so.
Well, so I just don't like celebs.
Ashley Graham was there. Sam Smith was there. And he had mentioned, someone had asked
oh my
him,
gosh, yes.
What is it that you want to see? Or what are you excited? Yes.
Said, what
are you excited to see? And he said, I'm excited to see plus size representation. So, like, he wants to go to the stores and be able to buy plus size.
He said it in such a silly way.
Devine Joy, Zach Posen.
There you go.
Yes, yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yes, yeah. I couldn't remember her name. She was in The Color Purple. I believe, right? She was in The Color Purple.
Well, isn't he doing stuff with The Gap now?
Here, there it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sam Smith.
So if you're not in on fashion, there he is.
So she wrote, this girl.
What are you most excited or what would you like to see for the future of fashion?
Clothes in my sizes in stores.
Thank you.
Amen,
what
brother.
Are you most
Brilliant. Was that Ashley? Was that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
she was doing, I think,
I
the
really
pre-show interviews.
I didn't love her.
I didn't either, but I kind of liked how she looked like a dominatrix.
Yeah.
That's, honestly, I would love to be a dominatrix, but that's a topic
I didn't
for
love
a
the
different
hair,
episode.
But
that's
you know
the
what?
Next podcast.
Whatever.
A lot of people are being really mean about Selena Gomez right now, too.
She was there?
Or just in general.
Is fucking beautiful.
I don't know. I saw a clip that was, like, associated with it where she was just hugging someone. She was in like a tight fitted dress and everyone was just like slandering her.
It's ridiculous. And Bebe Rexha. Horrible. I saw something for Bebe Rexha when she was up there. First of all, Bebe Rexha and Selena Gomez, you all wish you looked like them.
Yes. Seriously.
Honestly, I don't even know what Bebe Rexha looks like. Beautiful. Is she blonde?
Yeah, she's blonde.
She's blonde and people are all shitting on her for gaining weight.
She's gained weight and people are just coming for her hard.
Yeah. It's like insane, and it's getting worse. Like, I think after the Ozempic era, it's like really getting a lot worse, right?
People are, the comments are just atrocious. And keep in mind, Selena Gomez is someone who has lupus, so she's struggling.
Oh yeah,
so
like
much.
You wish
she lost
right?
a
they
kidney.
All wish.
You know, she there's so many issues that she's
she had
dealing
the kidney
with.
Transplant,
you think
whatever.
the biggest thing she cares about is her weight?
Donna from Wisconsin.
And everyone's saying, like, wow. Everyone loves to say, like, wow, Justin Bieber really dodged a bullet here.
Oh, my God. Get out. Please.
So that's the Met Gala. Also, did you guys see that they're using a lot of AI? There were AI photos going out there that were trending that people thought were actually outfits. Like Katy Perry
and
AI.
Rihanna.
Oh, really?
Yes. There was a dress. So Katy Perry was trending at the Met Gala and she didn't go because AI created this beautiful dress for her. You got to look it up. Hold on.
And I think Rihanna, too. They put her in some crazy frock.
Yeah, like with the white, right? AI is wild, man.
Wait.
AI would be fucking nuts.
I had a crazy thought about Rihanna recently.
Corinne, what's going on in your head? What are you thinking about?
Is this a trick question?
No. What are you thinking about? I feel like you have something to say.
No, I mean, I'm just, like, reflecting.
On what?
The Met Gala.
The Met Gala.
What do you reflect on?
Chaos that ensued today.
What?
I said the chaos that ensued today.
I know. I'm exhausted over it.
I still haven't recovered from it. Truthfully,
my mind is blown from the chaos.
There's hundreds of dollars of technology could have been screwed. Like I don't know what's going on.
We lost a tablecloth.
I don't know. I bought it a while ago.
We lost a tablecloth
and an adapter. Big hits.
Asphyxiated myself. Like I almost died.
Yeah, we
I
thought...
mean, at the end of the day, the biggest loss would have been Cassidy, so...
Maybe one we've had.
What?
I knew that was coming.
But you know what? I was saying to Gia in the back, like, imagine if I died that way, laughing.
That's a good way to go out.
It would be fine. I'd be okay with that. I'd be at peace.
Why didn't you blow into the bag?
Because I couldn't breathe. How could I blow?
That's what you're supposed to do. It's a paper bag.
I'm not sure why. Well, okay.
Isn't that for hyperventilating?
Yes, that's what she was doing. She couldn't breathe.
I blacked out. When she started screaming like a gazelle, I literally, my eyelids, I felt like I literally
Can I just
saw,
tell you?
I saw black. I saw black and I couldn't see. So I was like, what's going on? Because I was laughing so hard.
You just keep screaming, I peed my pants. I peed myself.
And I'm like, did you really pee yourself?
Yeah, it came out.
And then I was like,
well,
if you happen,
by the way,
that?
Girls, wait for motherhood. Because that's what happens when
happy
you laugh
Mother's
really
Day.
Hard.
Bitches. Well, then
happy
I was like, Mother's
happy
Day.
Mother's Day.
I was like, if you keep screaming the way you are, I'm going to pee my pants. And then Corinne's going to pee her pants. And then we're all just going to be pissed.
Sam would have walked into urination all over the floor. She would have been like, why is it smelling piss in here? Don't worry about it. Can you imagine Daddy Fallon? Can you imagine if he walked in?
Not call him Daddy Fallon.
Can you imagine if the landlord walked in on the fucking as that debacle was going on? Anyway, so let's keep it moving. So I saw this video. Why? Go ahead. What do you have something to say?
I don't remember.
I'm trying
anymore.
To keep it moving. We're 30 minutes. Anyway,
you're fine.
I want to talk about me. And I went viral recently on Instagram. I have almost 20,000 likes on my photo, and I'm gonna get a million views. I know I am. If I get a million views, I'll buy you all lunch next week. Anyway,
thanks.
Emily. Oh, you're not even here next week.
Oh, that's why.
That's why she said she'll buy it next week.
That's right. I'm not here next week. I have my fundraiser, my charity event.
Miss Board.
I saw a video of a bride coming in on a seat with a billion balloons on it, flying her into her wedding. Did you guys see that video?
Yeah, I've seen.
Yes.
That.
First of all, is that real? Yeah, right? Like, some crazy person does that.
Whatever.
Like,
I mean, she probably weighs, like, 98
like,
pounds.
What are you getting, like...
The entrances. People are getting... And I'm seeing what I'm also seeing that are crazy, too. The gender reveals. Did you see that gender reveal video that people are making fun of? Where they had, like, two jet planes flying around this couple. And people are like, wow, gender... Like, are you kidding me?
Wait,
what's going on with these?
It's like keeping up with the Joneses. Everyone's got to do something else to outdo the last... This is what we were talking about last time.
Yeah.
This all reminded me. I have a poll for our listeners.
Oh,
I'm not pregnant. Okay, let's just get that straight.
But I literally almost spit my tea out.
My husband and I are in a battle of names, potential names down the line, and he hates the name Poppy.
I love it. No, but it's Poppy. But that's what you've always wanted.
Poppy Perez. Tell me that's not iconic.
That's so cute.
It's iconic. I have a wedding on the 18th. The bridesmaid's name is Bonnie Blue.
Aww. That's really cute. Is that like a flower?
Poppy Perez is an iconic name.
Iconic.
It's like Shep Wilkinson.
It's like I would name my son Shepherd Wilkinson. First of all, you're going to be a newscast star.
100%.
Yep. Yeah.
You're literally Poppy setting
Perez,
her up for
like,
stardom.
She could be a model. Like,
wait, I totally forgot that your last name is Wilkinson.
Wilkinson's very noble.
Okay, Kendra.
Shep Wilkinson. Tonight on News 12, Shep
but
Wilkinson.
But isn't Wilkinson very noble? Even when I started...
We're noble.
So when I first started dating Rob... Mm-hmm. I was like, well, as I say, Mrs. Wilkinson, I could never marry him because it's so like, oh, Wilkinson.
Well, that's
Wilkinson
the best part.
I was super upset.
Like, here I am, Cassidy name. Wilkinson. Yeah, well, Poppy Perez.
I just wanted to, you know, poll the listeners and see if they side with him or me. Is Poppy a good name? Because Justin says absolutely not.
P-O-P-P-Y or P-O-P-P-I?
Well, what is his better alternative? Like, that's what I'd like to know. Like,
well, he goes, fine, if we name our daughter Poppy, I'll call her Opium for short.
He said that at the restaurant the other night.
She says it all the time.
Aw, Opie.
Justin, he's such an idiot.
Grow up. That's not funny. Opium. No, he won't.
This boy needs to learn how to give up a little bit.
Meanwhile, his daughter's face, he ain't going to call her anything but Baby Angel.
Yeah, yes, really. Exactly. So, I don't know. That's a current fight that we're having. Mm. Even though we're not even anywhere near having babies. But
I love
it. I don't want to say, and Cassidy can tell her story after this. I don't want to say that Paul didn't have a say in naming Gianna, because he did. But, like, he was definitely not going to say... Well, the only one that was the Georgia thing that pissed me off. But, like, I'd be like, oh, what do you think of this? Mm-hmm. And, like, but, like, yeah. No. At the end of the day, I was naming that kid.
I always was named Scarlett. Like, Scarlett was always going to be a Scarlett. Before Rob. Before Rob, Scarlett was always going to be Scarlett. I used to work at a daycare when I was younger. And there was this little girl named Scarlett. And she had curly hair. And she was a little bit of a B-I-T-C-H. But I was obsessed with her. She was just a strong girl. Knew what she wanted. I was like, I freaking love that name. I'm going to name my kid that. And here we are. We got a little Scarlett. And it means bold and firecracker. And well,
there you go.
Wow. Yeah.
So Justin actually said at the restaurant, he was like, I love that name, Raquel.
Raquel,
and I was
Rocky. Like,
well, we know one. So we can't name our kid that. We're naming her Poppy.
Sam, before you even got pregnant, I remember you saying to me you love Raquel because you like Rocky. Yeah. And she's nothing but a Rocky.
Yeah.
Sam's had that name for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah. It's like Shayla.
Okay, Shayla.
Who's Shayla?
It's from Sex and the City.
Oh. Is that,
I don't know.
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. What? And then she has the box. Yes.
That was her baby name.
Okay, so to give everyone a little synopsis, they go to this baby shower that I feel like no one wanted to go to. Yep. Is that the lady who...
The dancer. She would
get on the table. So then she goes, I'm naming my baby Shayla. And then Sam Jones has a party that is, I'm not having a baby shower party.
Wait, no. Was
yeah, yeah was and then Sam. I don't know. Does Shayla come to that party?
She knew Charlotte's baby name.
Yeah,
and then they were standing at the thing, and she was like, "Oh, she's like she was talking to one of the girl's friends that was having the baby, and she was like, oh, don't you just love the name? You know, she's gonna name her Shayla. What a beautiful name!" And she was like, "Oh, you stole my baby name!"
Yes.
And then it all went down from there. And then Sam comes in, and she was like, "She stole my baby name." And then Sam turns around, she's like, "You bitch." Yeah. And then they like stomp off and blah, blah, blah.
And then she goes in. She has like her little box.
She's like, who's? Yeah. She has all her stuff with Shayla in it.
Who's the one with the short blonde hair who always strips at parties?
And that's
I think
the girl.
She was pregnant during it.
That's
and she's
the
like,
girl
who wants to see my boobs?
Yes, that's her. That's the one that was going to name the baby Shayla.
Do you have a boyfriend?
What?
Yeah, born in 1972.
That's her
my father.
I just looked at Gia's ring and I saw she's wearing a beautiful gold plated ring that says Tom. And I was like,
it says pinky ring.
I got a pain in my leg when she grabbed
it. I literally, well, I'll tell you. I mean, I like this just because I think it's kind of funky and silly because it's like a silly thumb ring and I love thumb rings and I like it because it's dramatic. So, yeah, I have worn it on dates.
That's really cute. I love it.
Thank you. I wear it on dates because I think it's hilarious.
When's your next date? Can you tell us all about your dates when you go on them? Can we come? Can we sit at the table next door?
Yeah, sure. I just have nothing planned. I have nothing in the works.
Do you know my second date with Robert Francis was at Del Fuego in Babylon? And I'm sitting there, It's my second date. I was all excited because it was right down the block from the house. I look to the corner. All of a sudden, I see my 6'7" brother-in-law walk in with my sister Katie. And he just looks at me like this, like, and keeps walking. I was just like...
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Rob, like, he didn't know at the time. He's like, he didn't even say what's going on, but, like, you could see my face, like, whatever. And I told him that, like, months by. I'm like, you know, Caitlin and Bob came to our second date.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sweet, though.
Yeah, sure. You
they're
can
looking out for
dates.
You.
Boo.
What happened?
They're looking out for you.
I guess so. No, they're just trying to be nosy. They were plus, cute. They're like Del Fuego salsa, so.
I like Del Fuego.
What?
All right, so we went over. I'm lost, guys. Fuck.
Today was like, I don't know, it was so crazy because I feel like we went off a lot.
We did go off a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of things. Well, I think basically where we were trying to go.
Weed at weddings.
Yeah. Well, okay. Can
yes,
I tell you?
That was the one.
So now that we're in 2024, I feel like a lot of people in, I guess, specifically states where, like, weed's legal, they're having, like, joint bars and, like, people who sit there and roll stuff. I was just going to say, can you have a weed
bar? My best friend, one of my best friends, her favor was
pot.
A joint, and it had a little sticker on it that said Zach and Steph's joint matrimony.
That's amazing.
So here's the thing.
That's
weed
hysterical.
Is legal, right? Yeah. Weed is legal. However, there is still a stigma with it.
Yeah, well, because it's federally
exactly
illegal.
But you can think I just say people, something? It smells like ass.
It smells fucking
terrible.
I hate
when I'm outside and I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally getting high.
I smell it and I literally cough. I'm like that gets my nipples hard too. And that and ASMR, what is it, AMSMR?
ASMR.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah.
And weed smell. But like people, if you look on social media, a lot of people that post about it are like, no, we don't want to do the, what are you doing? I feel like you're like not into me today. Tell everyone, tell the class, Corinne.
I was going to do an ASMR thing again, but then
No, I would have fucking killed you.
I know, that's why I was going to do it, but I stopped myself.
Anyway, I lost my train
of thought. Your friend's wedding that had like the joint? Wasn't
there because we became very close after she got married.
Oh, okay.
But I've been to weddings now where...
That's awesome, though.
You know... I mean, it's awesome, but like, no, I'm I'm not a weed smoker, but then people that would say they're not drinkers be like, alcohol's a drug, which, yeah, it is. It's a freaking drug.
Yeah.
It's a drug, but I feel like the stigma with weed is more, I don't know, but I have to tell you, I'll be at weddings and people will be smoking weed outside, and when the doors open to like get back in, like the whole place smells like weed, and it's just not like
Can I just say something?
It's not like a comforting smell.
Listen, there is, you can smoke cigarettes anywhere. Maybe these venues should have like designated spots like downwind from the venue.
But even the cigarettes
so that
smoke
like
too.
Not everyone like away from or like in the back corner or something like that where they're like, hey, listen, this is like the weed smoking area where you can like smoke your weed, play a little hacky sack, you know, like.
I also feel like
hang out.
See, you don't see. Yeah, listen. Watch.
Like, I feel like you just
watch Dawson
Creek on the big screen.
Actually, go to the smokeable. Back shed, the stoner shed back there.
The stoner
like,
shed.
Gotta keep the gardening equipment.
You're a different generation, so you don't see a problem with it.
No, I feel like you need to do it in like. You need to do it in an appropriate and respectful fashion because I feel like especially at a wedding, you're going to be there with like a lot of people with a lot of different mindsets and ages and everything. But I feel like in general, you need to like, I don't know, like what?
Why not have a designated area then?
No, I'm with you. Yeah. I think you should. So that you're
isn't there already
away.
Then a designated area technically because there's smoking?
No, so. Yeah, I feel like people
just walk out the front door and light up a cigarette.
So I did a wedding last weekend.
Well, honestly, I think cigarettes smell worse.
Cigarettes are gross.
I think they're worse.
It's all trash.
I was a huge
smoker. I don't want to smell any of it.
Cigarettes are gross.
At my wedding.
I think they both smell equally awful. But I was at a wedding. And it was during the room reveal photo, and the band was rehearsing, and the bride and groom were coming in to take their shot, and the door was open to the right of the place, and it reeked of cigarettes in there, because it was just like a guest outside just smoking a cigarette, not doing anything wrong, just smoking a cigarette outside, and I was like, this is, like, even the bride walked in, she's like, oh my God, scent? Did you know that? And I this is actually happened to me once, but when I used to work corporate, it used to happen all the time. Scent is a big thing.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people like, I had a bride say to me, my mom wants to talk about our wedding scent. And I'm like, oh, wedding scent. Like, yeah, that's a thing. Like setting the ambiance, lighting candles at the place to have a scent. It's a thing. Like,
but
I want my.
So I didn't do that for my wedding, but I did it for the honeymoon. And I bought me and Justin specific perfume and cologne that we'll only wear on our wedding day, on our honeymoon, and on anniversaries.
Yeah.
That's it. And every time I put it on, it takes me right back to when we got married and when we were on
like
our
an event set. But people
I'm like, I feel like I was in St. Lucia.
Because like your smell is connected to your memory.
There's a thing called event sense, though. Like people want to set the
they, like,
scent
pump
for
it,
their wedding.
Ooh,
yeah, they pump it through the thing. Like there's a venue, Old Field Club in Setauket.
Like in Disney.
You walk in and it smells beautiful.
I wish I knew about that because I probably would have done it.
And they like, I remember at this, when I used to work at the law firm, we were always in cahoots with this fragrance people, and they were like, we'll scent your office. And I was like, why do we need this? Why do we need a scent pumping through here?
No, it's true.
It just smells of misery.
I mean, they have contacted us a couple times about the store, too. Like, you can have scents.
Yeah.
Like, made, and, you know, you can, like, have this, like, whole, because then when people come in, they, like, associate the smell with the space and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like caterers, like, first of all, there's, like, a million flowers. I don't know. Have you ever walked into a wedding where it didn't smell pretty?
Yeah, no.
Well, except like for like a but a cigarette thing or a pot thing is that's completely different. But I feel like, have you ever walked into like a wedding venue and been like, oh my god, what is that stink?
No, but I've definitely walked into wedding venues where like they had a set. They you could tell it smells like.
Yeah, I just feel like they always smell like pretty and fresh and.
I feel like I don't notice.
Anyway, the weed thing. I mean, I think that like
hotels.
I wouldn't. I don't like it, and I wouldn't want it. But in playing devil's advocate, people can come back and be like, "Well, people get shit faced at weddings and they drink alcohol more than they would get high, and like that can cause a disaster." Yeah. And you know, there's not really such a big stigma with alcohol because it's been legal forever.
You're not talking about the smell.
Yeah.
Like it's the weed and the.
Well, yeah, some girl threw up too. What? Actually, you know what, Sam? At the Piermont, your cousin Jackie, she was the bridal attendant one day. This girl walked out of the wedding. She was sitting on the chairs. I was like, "Oh, you want to sit down? Come sit down here." And she was just like, "Bleh." I was like, "Oh, she doesn't look too good." And then she started throwing up
because
all
of
over
weed?
The place.
No, in the venue.
In the venue, right outside on the beautiful chairs. So I had to text your cousin
at Jackie's
at the Piermont. I had to before she retired.
But at her engagement party mm-hmm. she had a guest who got super drunk and he threw up right outside of the room.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
I had a groomsman.
Someone threw up on me at a wedding.
I bet.
In my lap.
My I cousin had a threw up so many times and then made out with Paul? Gia.
I don't remember that.
I had a groomsman.
It was horrific.
That's disgusting.
Wait, what?
I just said someone threw up on me. It was actually right after the
wedding. I had a groomsman throw up in a giant at a country club. You know how they have those giant plants, like it was like a huge thing with like, you know, for decoration and cocktail, you threw up in the
oh,
plant.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people will grab anything.
I mean,
yeah.
It's better than
I don't know. I was driving and
how did that go? How was that experience?
I don't know. I don't know why you don't say pull over or lean in the other direction. I don't
or
know why.
Or open your window and shove
like,
your
phone.
Where
was it on? Like, was it on like, did you get like, what? Like,
it was in my lap in the middle of the, it was everywhere. It was just.
Scarlet. While you were driving?
Yeah.
From a wedding. My hands
it was decades ago. Yeah, it was great. Yikes. I was really excited about it.
But then
it was in Paul's parents' new brand new car.
At least
and
it was in
your car. All Paul said was, "My dad's gonna fucking kill me."
Oh my god.
We were like, "Oh, can we take the car? We have to go to this wedding, blah, blah, blah." You know, we don't want to take one of the old, you know, like our cars were old. We were young. We were kids. And then his mom was like, you know, we just got it, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, "All right, fine." She's like, "Take it."
Oh my god.
And we took it and everything was great. Me and Paul, we laughed. I mean, I had this beautiful.
That was like Ferris Bueller.
Oh my god, I loved my outfit that night. And then, yeah, we got in the car and a couple of people were like, "Oh, can we get a ride?" Blah, blah, blah. And they got in the car and I was driving because, of course, I was fucking sober. And that's usually the way that goes down. And I was driving and she just.
Did they pay for it?
I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I remember me and Paul had to get. We got the car. I think we paid. I don't know.
I don't think I could ever handle that.
It was not cool, man.
Without throwing up myself. Mm. It would have been a disaster.
Scar threw up on me. But it's
that's a baby. You're not talking about a grown person.
I'm not really affected by that stuff.
Now I'm like literally covered in Penny Al vodka and steak.
Oh,
like,
God. Thank you for that. Thank
Sounds
you.
Sounds delicious. I'm not going to lie. Was it rare?
Oh, God.
Anyway. I'm unaffected still.
All right, now I'm out.
I feel nothing.
Excuse me.
I don't feel anything
Excuse
either.
Me.
No, I don't. I mean, I guess, you know, I'll still pivot the conversation away from that, but I could care less.
Me too.
About vomit?
Yeah, I don't care.
Thick and tired.
I will catch it in my hand if I need to. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Okay, now my nipples are hard, and I have goosebumps.
What makes your nipples hard, guys? What? Cringe. What makes your nipples hard? What makes you cringe?
What makes me cringe?
Mine is ASMR.
No. Hair in my food.
Oh,
I will literally
don't start.
Please,
with her
I will start
hair.
Gagging right here.
Oh my
there
god!
Is something as soon as I see it, if I
That's
can
it.
Decipher
it's
that it's mine, I'm like
everyone's day is over. If there's hair in Corinne's food,
everyone's day is over. She is not wrong.
Yeah,
literally everyone's
everyone
day is
needs
over.
To stop eating, even if you don't have hair in your food.
Yep,
she's
throw
repulsed.
It all away.
She's
no
repulsed
food can
by
be
you.
Eaten
there's no food.
Food
can be eaten. It all needs to go in the garbage. The place is trash, and we're
that
never
doesn't
fucking
bother
eating
me,
there again.
Believe it or not.
What?
Hair and food.
The thought of it right now is making me disgusted. Now my nipples are hard.
Leah, what,
and I'm
what's
making
your nipples hard?
The whole talk about vomit is making my nipples hard.
Okay.
It's grossing me out.
So vomit, hair and food, ASMR, Gia, I feel like nothing gets your nips hard.
Fish.
Fish?
What? I hate fish.
But do you want to marry a fisherman?
All of the
above.
He's
wait,
a lobsterman.
Fish is
going to
make you like gag.
Who's a lobsterman?
Oh my god, I have hiccups.
There's two guys I watch on TikTok. One has a big beard and kind of sounds like a hippie. And then there's one, he's a little bit more clean cut. I think both of them are in Maine and they're lobster fishermen. And they're so cute. But I think they're actually having beef right now. I haven't really looked into it, but I did see briefly that the lobstermen on TikTok are having beef. I don't know these men. They're like married with children. But they're beefing because one of them, he catches like fish, like lobsters. And then if you get a female lobster, you have to put a notch in it. Like if it has eggs, because then you know it's like, it can make more lobsters, so you throw it back in, and then he cleans off their barnacles, and he gives them snacks, and throws them in the water. That's so nice. But I hate fish.
Like a teriyaki glazed salmon, you won't fuck with it.
Well, ooh, I don't eat fish, but like looking at it won't disgust me. But like, I mean, it's like if I'm in the water and there's a fish near me, I will like want to cut my legs off.
So here's my thing:
won't go in the water.
How do you go in the ocean? How do you plan?
I mean, like I will, but.
You know, like, there's fish in
so
there.
Wait, how do you plan on dating a fisherman or a lobsterman if you don't like fish?
Well, she said it's the actual fish, not
okay,
the...
but he's bringing the fish onto the boat.
She might not be going on the boat.
Well, I'm not going on...
He would want to participate.
If I go on the boat, like, I feel like we're not really lobstering, but even if it is a lobster, it's a little bit different than a real fish.
So if you're in the ocean doing the backstroke, whatever, and also bloop, 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 a fish is right next to you, what your nips are hard, rock hard.
Do you not go in the ocean?
I don't go in the ocean.
At all.
You shouldn't even go in the ocean.
I also found out today you don't go in pools.
Absolutely not. Yeah, pools are baths.
You don't like bodies of water. How does she not know this? She doesn't, no baths, no water, no pools of water.
What if gutted my house? I said I don't want bathtubs.
There's no bathtubs in her house.
No bathtubs in my house, all showers. Scarlett never took a bath in her life. Showers.
You should wear, why don't you wear like a diving suit?
That's, I will never go into it. I will never be fully engulfed in water in my life. And it's because it's fucking horrifying. It's fucking horrifying. It's dirty. It's disgusting.
Wait.
You know what I thought about the other day? How if I was a Greek woman, a Grecian woman back in like BC, before Christ, right? BC, bitch.
Before Christ.
And I had to go,
or before Cassidy.
Into the public
bathhouse.
I'd rather
No, you wouldn't, myself. Because it's all relative to the situation that you're in. At that time, you wouldn't have even thought about it.
And now Scarlett is in little swim lessons, and the second half of it is one of us has to get into the water.
Oh, not you.
And she's like, oh, you're going to go in? And I'm like, you know, and like people would think like, oh, you don't want to go into the water.
I have a question.
I will put a fucking bikini on. I go, fuck, I am not going into the water.
I have a question. Do you know how to swim?
When I was younger, my mother said I used to go off the high dive.
So what happened?
So what, I don't know. What happened? You had to have trauma.
I think, oh God, you know what it was? Trauma. And this is so fucking cliche, but it was, honestly, I faked sick from school one day. I used to do it all the time, obviously. I used to take the thermometer and put it in the heat thing, and my mom knew I was full of shit. So whenever we were sick home from school, she would take us to the Plain Edge Public Library with our library card. We got to pick out a movie. I wanted to watch Jaws. My mom's like, you're not watching Jaws. And I'm like, I want to watch Jaws. She's like, all right, bitch, we're going to watch fucking Jaws.
Yeah.
I couldn't even drink red Slurpees after watching that movie for a year because of the blood.
I've seen it too many times.
And then after that, I realized, you know what?
Why red Slurpees?
Because the blood in the water.
Because Jaws.
So after that point in my life, I realized that the ocean is a fucking horrifying place. My Uncle Tom was babysitting me and my siblings, sisters, when we were younger. My parents did something. And my Uncle Tom loves the ocean, loves the beach, loves the water. Always did. He took me into the water and I wasn't yet. Fucking lost my shit. I will never go into the water. I won't be engulfed in it. I don't like even looking at.
Yeah, but that's
it's
the
called
ocean.
Thathophobia.
Thathophobia.
And I also have a fear. It's something real where things are in the water. Like if there's statues built in the water, that's a fear.
That's scary. Like Atlantis.
Horrifying.
I have three good movies for you to watch. Well, four. Number one, Atlantis. Number two, Aquamarine. Because it's about a.
She's not going to watch these.
About a young Emma Roberts who has an extreme fear of the ocean. Then you should watch Spirited Away to help get over your fear of bathhouses, which you see these creepy little monsters go into a bathhouse. It's disgusting. And my fourth movie is The Perfect Storm to reinforce your fear.
Wait.
George Clooney's
or
he's
Adrift.
Hot.
That's crazy.
Atlantis, like the cartoon.
Heck yeah.
So. Kida, my cat, is named after the main princess.
Wait, that just reminded me. This is going to sound so stupid, but this is so stupid. My best friend, Christina, who she's part of my thick of the day, but anyways, we'll get there. My friend Christina, she was also like in a sorority with me, and we get stupid pledge names, and you're like named after all these like random things. Her pledge name is Kida after Atlantis because she was like the Disney family.
Justin and I watched the movie, and we were like, that's the perfect name for the cat.
Aww.
But
what do you have? It's called Submechanophobia, the fear of partially or fully submerged man-made objects such as cars, includes many possible subtypes and is related to a variety of basic fears surrounding by bodies of water. Like, I will show you this right now. So here's the images of it.
I know what you're talking about. Cassidy.
Yeah, but you go in the pool, Sam.
This is a fake shark underwater, and it's a statue. This is horrendous. Do you have that too, Sam?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'll
I feel
go
like
into the pool. I'm pretty terrified of the ocean, and on like a regular basis, almost nightly, I have a dream / nightmare about water.
Yeah. No.
So okay, I don't like to go in the ocean.
Love the ocean.
My mom was attacked by a man of war when I was a kid. A what? So a man of war. It's like a ginormous jellyfish. And I used to go to the beach and stuff.
Where?
I mean, I've always been very fair, obviously. Where? So I always get in Florida. So, like, and my sister, she was holding my sister, and she was like, I think my sister was a year or 2 years old. Anyway, and my mom came out and had a welt on her leg that was like this big, and her leg was black from like this thing. Like,
oh, a man of war.
Man of war. Man of war.
Man of war. I thought you said a man of war. I'm like, is that That's like what a, I said. A meat eating machine? No, whatever. It's M A N apostrophe
meat eating machine.
Oh, war.
Yeah. It's
Man o' War.
It's a man o' like a
Man o' War.
Man o' War.
Does it show a picture?
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Can I see it?
It's fucking. It's called a Portuguese man o' war.
Yeah.
Ew, was that?
This is fucking horrifying.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what it was. So it attached itself to her leg, and it basically like cripples you. And she like almost dropped my sister. It was like a big, huge thing, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm never going in the ocean again."
Did she ever go into the water?
My mom goes to the beach. Yeah, she'll go in the water. She don't go in like that, but she'll go in. But the kids love to go at the to the beach, and I'm just like a nervous wreck. Paul goes all the way out. I don't like it. I don't like the ocean. I feel like I'm going to get eaten by a shark or something.
You will.
Probably. I feel like as long as you're
But I go in my pool. I go in my hot tub. Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't really love when I can't see, like, the water. Like, my pool is, like, dark blue, but I can see what's in it.
Whatever.
But otherwise,
the best is when you go to like the Caribbean and you are in the water and you can see the fish circling you and they kind of like nibble on you a little bit. Yeah, I enjoy it. I love the water. If I could be a mermaid, I would.
Have you seen the documentary like about mermaids? Do you want to double check?
I don't like that. I'm
a scary bitch.
Sick and tired.
I could be a scary bitch.
Would you get a fish pedicure?
What's that?
No, I wouldn't do
gross.
That.
Oh, gross. No.
You don't need to eat my flesh.
Do you want
to
hear the funniest shit about all this? Like, my fear of pool, baths, water.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting uncomfortable.
My daughter, Scarlett.
Oh, yeah.
Is obsessed. And when I say obsessed with sea life creatures. Yeah, sea life, she knows anglerfish, pufferfish, orcas. She knows that clownfish live in the anemone.
Would you go to the aquarium?
We go to the aquarium and I have a very hard time in the shark room.
Wait,
Rob knows I don't. I can't.
They
go
could
in
put
there.
You in a cage.
Oh, they can. That's great, Leo.
Wait, no, they can put you in a cage. But also, when I was younger, when I was in Girl Scouts, we were gonna have a sleepover at the aquarium.
Girl Scouts.
And they're like, you sleep under the fish. And this was before, like, I really like became like truly like disgusting, like with the existence of fish.
Wait.
Anyways,
I've never been to the aquarium. I've been to the aquarium, but I wasn't there when they had the shark thing. Is it like Jaws 3?
No, it's
Is
no.
it a tube that There's you walk three through Jaws. The sharks?
No, it's yes, it's well, like, it's like yeah. a little cave. It's like a cave.
They like dunk you just into this.
No, she's talking about like at the actual
just
Long
to
Island
walk in. No, you walk
aquarium.
In. It's like a cave to the side, and it's like
a wall.
So it's not around you like in Jaws.
No, absolutely.
But
okay,
I think the aquarium in Disney at the Nemo exhibit is like that. You walk through a tunnel, and my friend loves aquarium and fish, so once you get out of the Nemo ride in Epcot, you are in an aquarium. And it was the...
That's so
literally
cool.
was walking around like this.
I need
this.
To go to Disney.
I was terrified.
You know what?
I hate it.
Now that my nipples are rock hard, let's get into Thick and Tired.
Yeah.
So I need to stop talking about this.
Let's do it.
Corinne, we're going to start with you, actually.
Do I remember what my either one was?
I remember what yours
was. Am I tired this week? Like I have been for the last 2 weeks in a row.
Well, my tired was my eye twitching because of all the stress this week. And I'm over it. And my eye won't start twitching. Stop twitching. It's like right here on my left eye. A couple of weeks ago, it was my right eye. And it's like when I'm under a lot of stress and a lot of people are coming at me at one time. And it's just, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So my eye's like.
You hear that, Cassidy? You're causing her eyes to twitch.
No.
I mean, I caused
it. Actually, it hasn't twitched this whole episode, so I
not
must have been relaxed.
It twitched hours before that, when I almost caused $1,000 of injury.
What the hell was my fic? Oh.
Your closet.
So my fic was I finally cleaned my closet. I feel like spring I was going cleaning. Through a little bit of a depression situation. Mm-hmm. I do have tendencies. I'm not going to lie. We can talk about that on a different podcast.
You sad?
What?
You sad?
I do get sad, yeah. I get a little depressed, yeah. Okay. I think everybody does. And I do suffer from some anxiety. So my closet was like, come home, just throw my clothes. I was like, I'm not hanging anything up. I wasn't really making videos. Mm-hmm. And this past week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in there and clean it up.
You feel better.
I do feel a little bit better. I still feel like I'm in my funk, mm-hmm. but like I don't feel like as, because funky. Now that my closet's clean, I don't feel as bad.
You're in your funk, but you don't feel as funky.
I don't feel as funky, but that's it. Yeah, that's my thick and tired. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I feel like when your space is back to feeling like you, yes. you can feel yeah. more like yourself.
Well, I feel like if I try to like clean it up, then it will give me motivation mm-hmm. to feel like a little better. But that's not just, unfortunately, that's just not always the way that it works, but yeah. sometimes. So, little baby steps.
Cheer up, bitch.
Cheer up, bitch.
I love you.
I'm good.
Leo?
My tomboy is going to show, but I'm thick on hockey right now because the Rangers.
Wait, where are we in the hockey world right now?
I know we're like in the championship now.
Okay, how many games are left till the...
Oh, God, there's a lot. Okay. It's going to go on for a while.
And the Bruins are still doing well?
Oh, God, I don't pay attention to anybody but the Rangers.
I think they might still be doing...
Hot, but there's something wrong with them.
100%.
I love them and they're busted.
Like, you
want to
fix them, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Missing teeth.
Missing, fine with me.
That's hot.
Don't sleep on hockey players, bitches, and don't sleep on soccer players either. Ooh. And the WNBA stars.
The football. The
honestly, footballers. I'm not a soccer girly because I feel like they're
all hot European.
They're all like a little short and fan. Kind of like they have like what? Thin little legs.
I didn't know you're a Ranger fan.
Are you a Ranger fan?
I'm an Islander fan.
Ooh. Oh God.
Anyway,
now we're gonna beef.
So you're thick on.
I'm thick on the Rangers kicking everyone's ass. I don't want to jinx anything, but last night was a very good game. Double overtime.
Oh, who'd they
finally
find?
Got the win? The Hurricanes, Carolina. Cool. And so it's the series, so they have 7 games. But we kicked everyone's ass so far, where we weren't even like, oh God, that last night was game 2. And if we win the next 2, we don't have to play a full 7.
Good.
Oh, so
that's a sleigh.
Fingers crossed, but it's off to a good start. So, okay. And my tired is having to make Mother's Day reservations. Mm. Sorry, moms, but do you know how hard it is to get a reservation for 7 people for a fucking earlier. Sunday?
Yeah, you got to do it like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Yeah. In
What'd you say?
Should have done it earlier, Leah.
Hmm. Well, I couldn't because my fucking brother-in-law decided to tell me last minute that he was going to be joining us.
Well, he could make his own reservation.
Well, that's what name? I said.
I usually...
Zach Perez. Zach Perez, get your shit together.
Well, I love him. But he lives in Connecticut, and he is actually a PA at Yale. So you got to give him credit. Like, he has a lot going on.
He's a busy
but
guy.
I was just like, it's so hard to get reservations in general. Right. And then I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do because we live in a tiny ass little apartment. I can't host it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I can't host that many people in my freaking house. So
right.
If it's nice out, we'll do it outside in my backyard. But I don't think it's not looking like it's going to be
good. Why don't you call the shed or something?
I called the shed. They don't take reservations. So
even
we can,
for Mother's Day?
Nope.
Nope. So we could like walk in, but I think we're going to be waiting forever.
Yeah, probably.
I have to tell you, the shed's not really that bad. We've gone on holidays and it's usually pretty decent. Did you try like the view or anything? They're probably booked. Yeah.
So I tried literally everything. I spent like a full day just like trying to find a reservation and I cannot find anything and I'm losing all hope. And then my mom is also making things a little complicated because she doesn't want to do anything besides garden and plant all day.
That sounds like my mother.
Let her.
But the thing is,
she can come to my house and plant shit.
Well, she wants to plant my stuff, but then I have Justin's family who wants to do one thing. My mom who's like, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I can't make everyone happy at once.
Yeah.
So I told my mom, let's just have breakfast, like a quick, easy breakfast, and then you and I can plant.
Yeah, that's it.
But so,
yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, have Justin. That's the article that I saved. We're going to have to talk about that on the next podcast. Okay. I'm going to have to write it down.
Gia, write it on your stylist.
I'm writing it on this piece
of paper. Gia, think it's tired.
Oh my gosh. So my thick, as I said earlier, my friend Christina, she hooked us up with really cheap tickets. So I think I mentioned this in a prior episode, but I'm going to Florida in like a month or so to go see Meg Thee Stallion and Glorilla in concert in Tampa. And $200 round trip, JetBlue, baby.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, $200
round trip. Thick on that, bitch.
I'm so thick on that. So I'm excited. It's going to be the three of us on the same flight there. And then I'm coming back on Monday. Yeah. She's going Sunday. So that's my thick. I'm lit about that. We just have nowhere to stay yet, but whatever. My tired, oh my gosh. So I don't even know. I woke up with such a headache, and I've had a headache all day long. And then as I'm running out of the house, I was like, oh, let me grab a little Excedrin, you know? So I put two in my little palm, and I run into the car, and I get myself in, you know, I'm holding in my little fingers. And I take one, and then I drop to the other, and I don't know where it went. And I go, argh! So now I'm like, okay, it's in my car, like in the thing, and then I get out here to go inside of where we are right now, and all of a sudden a pill flies off of me.
Your tits.
No, I don't even know on what, and I'm so mad. So then I just had to stare at that pill on the floor, and I was like, so I only have half the help from
my
head.
How's your
head now? It hurts.
I mean, you're doing a good. Fuck you're that. Doing a really good job at hiding
once
it.
Once I feel a headache coming on, I take five Advil.
Yeah, it's not like that bad of a headache. It's just kind of like a cage of pain.
God,
you know what
I
mean?
Horrific.
It's like
cage
not,
of pain.
It's not
so
like
poetic. The cage of pain.
Well, it's not like the kind where it's like your like forehead is drooping down. It's like the kind where it's like a general like it's the pressure. It's the pressure. It's because it's like really like rainy today. Did anyone else have like extreme thunder this morning?
Yeah, me and Scarlett watched that. I got soaked this morning. That's why my hair looks atrocious, because I was coming out of the gym class this morning and literally it was like the gates have opened up and it was just a flood. Like,
yeah,
it was horrible
because it was like 8:30-ish or something, maybe a little bit earlier.
It was right at like 9 o'clock. It was happening by me.
Yeah, because then I probably traveled, because I literally at like 8 a.m it was like wow, and I was like
all right, my thick and tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired of my screen time. You guys get a notification on your iPhone that comes up in screen time. I'm like, wow, am I that big of a fucking waste of life? And it's so hard because I always say to myself,
but
really
want
to.
You work on your phone.
It's because you're busy being viral.
You work on your phone too.
I mean, I work on my phone, yeah, but like, it's exhausting. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to like just disconnect. I want to be able to disconnect, but I feel like if I can't, you know? And it sucks. So
Go on Survivor.
It was like really. Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
You know what's helped a lot with my screen time?
I can't.
Is replacing at night. I don't go on my phone anymore. I read. And it's because I'm doing the 75 soft, and because I have to read 10 pages a day, but it's been down like 50% every week, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Maybe the nighttime thing is what kills me.
Yeah.
My thick on, Sam, could you please hand me my newest gift?
Oh.
So my husband, low-key bougie. Hold on. Britt, I'm recording my podcast. Let me call you right back.
Oh, God. All right,
bye. I needed to answer that. That was my friend Brittany from the Pyramid. So.
Shout out Pyramid.
I was feeling depressed, too. You know, you all get in those funks. It's only because I'm ovulating. I'm getting my period probably next week. So I called my husband one day last week, and I was like, Rob, no, 2 days ago. And I was like, I feel really blah. I'm like, I'm just in a blah mood. And Scarlett was sleeping. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just sad. And he's like, well, I have something to make you feel better. Your Mother's Day gift early. So I'm like, okay. So I come home and I'm sitting on my chair pretending I'm not excited. And then all of a sudden, Scarlett comes walking in with a big orange box. Here's my Mother's Day gift.
I love the orange box.
My
nothing better than that.
Crossbody bag. Thank you, Robert. So I'm really thick on this. I don't like any. Like, I didn't grow up that way. I didn't grow up like does not like I didn't need it. I didn't want it or whatever. But my husband, you know, he's a low key bougie boy.
Yeah,
he is. This is like the fifth one he brought me.
Low key bougie. Wow.
There you go.
I get it.
Just I sound like not. A twat. I sounded like a twat just now, right?
I kind of love it though.
Should I do another thick on? I'm thick on my suntan. Yesterday was 90 degrees and sunny, and I'm feeling good, and I got some vitamin D.
Well, honestly, I liked your thick on.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Honestly, I feel like that's kind of like I've really been watching a lot of Beverly Hills. Yeah. So it reminds me of Mauricio.
You know, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. Anyway, ladies, it's been real. Sorry for that. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning. Yeah. And until next week, we will
see you next Tuesday.